some people are finding that maybe they were a little hasty in getting their tattoos put on. But also, I got to talk to some really great tattoo artists who told me about basically the counseling process that takes place to make sure that the tattoos people are getting are actually what they want.
So it sounds like the regrets are of the tattoos, not in actually making tattoo laws, tattoo parlors legal.
No. Some people regret their tattoos, but I think overall the state's probably a lot better off not holding out on the tattoo laws that are passed in every other state. And in fact, we still have a lot of restrictions on tattoos here, but a lot of them are safety-based. I believe it's monthly that tattoo artists have to take in their equipment to get it tested. So, you know, the state is definitely making sure that everybody is getting a safe tattoo. It's just up to people to make a wise choice as to what they get tattooed.
Now, I've often said the reason I don't have any tattoos is because anything I would want on my body when I was 20 years old, I wouldn't want now. Is that pretty much what's happening? Is people are kind of growing out of any kind of phased tattoos that they're putting on their body?
Yes and no. One person we talked to is KOSU receptionist Jenny Heinrichs, who actually had a couple of tattoos, and each one, after 10 years, she hates, but then she gets another one. So, and apparently she would get another tattoo, which she called, quote, magical thinking. if everyone you've gotten so far is bad, I guess maybe third time's the charm. We'll see. One guy I talked to that was really helpful was Josh Crane at Think Ink Tattoos down in Norman. And he really kind of talked about what the responsibility of the artist is in making sure that people are getting something that they want, and the kind of research that goes into a great tattoo. When someone comes in wanting something religious, he will often do a lot of research about it. When people are getting something to do with really any topic, he kind of delves into that and tries to come up with a design that's appealing, but also that gets all the details right. And one thing that he mentioned, and that everybody mentioned, I also talked to the people at Advanced Aesthetics Tattoo Removal, and they all said, you know, the relationship tattoo is just almost always a bad choice. Somebody's name on you, you better hope that relationship lasts. And getting ink put into your flesh does not seem to be a guard against a relationship breaking apart.
That's fantastic. Did you go into, by chance, any talks about how, if someone wants to remove their tattoos, how they go about doing that?
Yes, yeah. Advanced Aesthetics let me know about that. It's a long process to get a tattoo removed. It takes sometimes 10 or more sessions. And sometimes those sessions are very short, but they're using lasers to blast away the ink. They superheat the ink until it breaks down enough that your body can absorb it and move it out, can process it. So it takes a while, and it can also be pretty expensive. $60+ per appointment, over 10 appointments, and that's also, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes occasionally when you are dealing with some pretty intense pain there. It really does. It hurts. It hurts to get them on. It hurts to get them off. So one thing that I found out that I was interested to know is that orange and yellow are two colors that once they're on you, it's really hard to get them off. They can get off black and they can get off blue, but for some reason, orange and yellow tattoos are there to stay.
So any tattoos of The Simpsons would probably be a bad idea.
Well, unless you,
The Simpsons.
I say no, because loving Homer Simpson is pretty eternal. I don't know anybody who's gone back and said, you know what, I don't like The Simpsons now.
That's right.
Exactly. I think that's probably your ironclad choice for a tattoo is Homer Simpson.